Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined. With Kenny Sargent.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Crash Gladys.
Get in crash position.
And Statman.
Don't overdrive the car.
Here's the Freaks.
Coming off Freak.
Well, Freak Nation, if you can't beat them, just ram them, right?
Oh, nice.
I think Joey Logano said that, or I just read a text from somebody that said that. He may have won the battle, but he ain't won the war, said Martin Truex. Come on. Listen, I had 25, 30 laps that I watched the race straight, stat man. Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, damn it. I didn't. My child was trying to get my attention, but I was watching short course racing, short track racing, man. And for Martin Truex to get, who wouldn't have done what Joey Logano did in Martinsville, stat man?
That's the way they race in NASCAR. So you almost have to do it. I mean, you got to be prepared for it. I don't like it. That's not the way racing's supposed to be done, but that's the way they do it. And if that's the way they do it, you got to be prepared. He had a faster car. He had a better car. He was in front of him. He had a chance to take Logano out and didn't. So, yeah, I mean, you got to be prepared.
Well, we've got, and drivers all over social media from all different series also have varying opinions on this. Christopher Bell, from ARCA to trucks to Xfinity, he says the more he thinks about the way the two raced each other, the angrier he gets. Truex raced clean inside of the 22, lap after lap, and stayed off of him, passes him clean, yet Logano doesn't have a clean finish. And later on, Alexander Rossi from the IndyCar series, he says, bottom line, go for the win, plain and simple.
So is he on Logano's side with that?
He's on Logano's side with that, whereas Christopher Bell is on Truex's side. So you've got drivers from all over the place, all over the racing spectrum, pretty much split 50-50 on who was right in this scenario.
Man.
They've accused Logano in the past of driving like that, and that's, you know, apparently he reverted to form. That's what he did, and I the way Truex made that statement at the end of the race, I think we haven't seen the end of this. He might take him out on Tuesday afternoon.
Now, what did he say? Martin Truex said he may have won the battle, talking about Joey Logano, but I'm going to win the war or something like that?
He may have won the battle, but he didn't win the war. And I couldn't tell you how many times. Texas Motor Speedway is coming up next, correct? Yeah. That this is what happens with Eddie Gossage, your general manager with Texas Motor Speedway. It always seems to set up in Texas's favor when something like this happens. And going into Texas, Eddie Gossage has, again, something to promote that's absolutely bonkers. How you doing, Freak Nation? Be a part of this big old thing. Twitter, Facebook, we're there for you at Speed Freaks. And, of course, the website, speedfreaks.tv. That's speedfreaks.tv. Coming up in the show, Hector Arana Jr., your NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle winner and actually championship contender. He won from Las Vegas today. He'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Also coming up, Brian Sellers, Crasher, running on those Continental tires. He's a champion this year.
He's a champion, yeah. It came down to, of course, Petit Le Mans, the very end of the season, but he pulled it out. And it wasn't just the last race. I mean, it came down to the last part of the last race for them to pull it out. So, yeah, we'll be talking to Brian Sellers coming up in about 40 minutes as well.
And Statman, we got us a big old freaking flashback, 18-plus years at the Freak Nation. So we're doing our best to flashback on some interviews over the last 18 years. We're going back 10 years for this one, Statman. No, excuse me, 8 years. And I know what you're going to say, but I want you to say it. The first thing that comes to mind when the Scorpions joined us in the studio is what?
Yeah, they invaded the whole the museum. They were climbing in and out of cars. They were like scorpions on some of those cars. Set off an alarm. And didn't he set off an alarm when he got it climbed into one car?
Yeah, we used to do our show Freak Nation from the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles every Sunday night, and we'd have guests come in there and just goo-goo gaga over all of these fantastic cars that were there inside the museum. And the Scorpions came in, and what did they proceed to do? Well, they decided to jump in cars that were worth, okay, millions of dollars, and then security just didn't like it. So,
well, yeah, I don't think there were too many Scorpion fans on the security force that night.
No, so next hour, we'll have a freaking flashback with the Scorpions 8 years ago. Where were you 8 years ago? And I believe part of this discussion is about retiring, and I don't think they committed in this interview, but they've actually had a retirement tour since this interview. They didn't retire. They came back out on tour, like all bands do, man. They get
bands
that
and
money.
Athletes.
Yeah, they get that money, man, and they keep going back and back and back for it. Coming up, you got Crash Gladys pit news and notes. Also, with that big win with Joey Logano, he's got that big old fat target. Who's going to take him out? Anybody? Got to resume with some affiliates right now.
Speed Freaks, we promise to suck less. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The Freaks.
You got Crash Gladys, Pit News and Notes, and welcoming in another round of affiliates, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, big show for you, Speed Freak Hounds. Hector Arana Jr., your NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle winner from Las Vegas. Ryan Sellers, IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. He'll be here coming up right around 7:40 Pacific. A freaking flashback with the Scorpions as well. A big show for you. Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes brought to you by our good friends at General Tire. You go to generaltire.com, find the right tire for that righteous ride. Roll on over to Tire Pro or Discount Tire. Say, hey, man. Need me some GTs on this bad boy. You go to General Tire, generaltire.com. Crash.
Well, Joey Logano just flat put it out there on Twitter. We finally got the win at Martinsville Speedway. Proud of our 22 team and all their hard work to help make this happen. Thanks to the fans for the support. Hashtag championship four. Here we come. But the responses are interesting, to say the least. We'll get into that later on into the show. Johnny Sauter taking the truck win in Martinsville to kick off the weekend. Yeah. Was it right or was it not right for Joey Logano to punt Martin Truex Jr. out of the way to get the win? Hey, he got the win. But I know some of you parents back there are saying, but you don't want to teach your kid to be the bully. Oh, boy, this show's going to be fun. NHRA raced in Las Vegas, and get this, Steve Torrence. We've had him on, I believe, twice since the NHRA playoffs, and still, he takes the win in Vegas. He is undefeated in the playoffs, has not lost a single round since their playoffs started. And because of that, there's no way anybody's going to catch him at the finale in Pomona. Steve Torrence, your 2018 Top Fuel champion. Yep, it's clinched. J.R. Todd taking the win in Funny Car. Bo Butner in Pro Stock. And like Kenny said, Hector Arana Jr., he's going to join us here in about an hour to talk about his win in the motorcycles. Formula One, it was the Mexico Grand Prix. And no, Lewis Hamilton didn't get the win. I think he ended up finishing fourth. All he needed to do was finish seventh, speaking of domination. But Lewis Hamilton is your champion. Max Verstappen, wasn't he the winner? I was so focused on Lewis Hamilton. Lewis Hamilton, your Formula One champion, saying that it's really weird. He doesn't feel like celebrating. He's excited to wake up early in the morning and just hang with his dogs. He quit drinking a while ago, so he says, I don't know. I'm looking forward to just getting up and seeing the sunrise again and being grateful for another day. Congrats on championship number five. Lewis Hamilton.
Freak Nation, he may have won the battle, but did he not win the war? We find out coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Well, it's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire. General Tire's Grabber X3 Mud Terrain Tire offers aggressive styling and is engineered for durability with innovative performance features that are ready to carry you through extreme mud, dirt, and, of course, rock-covered terrain. For extreme traction that's ready for anything and rugged style to match, look no further than the Grabber X3. Make your anywhere possible by visiting GeneralTire.com today. General Tire. Aggressively styling with Speed Freaks since 2001.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
This is going really well.
Yeah, so I guess you've heard then.
What? You mean that whole saving money with Geico thing?
No. That I'm actually a chess painter.
Pirate fans unite!
That was not on the profile.
So now you've heard. Geico. Saving people money on car insurance and now an official partner of Major League Baseball.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Coxville Blockers, the Albuquerque Chupacabras, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, we got your attention now, don't we? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history and a meaning behind it, like the Akron Rubbers, the Boston Accents, or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts are awesome, made with the highest quality, 100% cotton available, and are just stupid soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at awesomesportslogos.com and get awesome.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
Freak Nation, when I say that one driver seems to think that another driver has won the battle but hasn't won the war, that's fitting. Play a little Disturbed.
Yeah, nice war music there.
You like that? Yeah. Indestructible. Come on, man. NASCAR. Using those big old stock cars as weapons, baby. Bam! Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Coming up, your stat man, Scat. Also, Hector Arana Jr., NHRA Pro Stock winner from Las Vegas, Pro Stock Motorcycle winner from Las Vegas. He's going to be in here. Freaking Flashback with the Scorpions coming up next hour. And again, on Twitter, Facebook, we're there for you. Miss any of the show, go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. That's speedfreaks.tv. Statman Crasher, Kenny Sargent, thank you guys for being a part of this. And I said it, and I was frank about this. There were 25, 30 laps in that last 25, 30 laps with the Cup race in Martinsville, and I didn't move. I postponed my bike ride. I kept my daughter off my lap, but damn it, it kept me glued, Crasher.
Well, of course. Like you said, that's short track racing. And yes, Kenny, it's so funny. This morning, Kenny wrote out an entire itinerary of what he was going to do today, almost like a minute-by-minute pre-race schedule. But yeah, that all went out the door with those last many laps. It's probably 40 laps to go at Martinsville. But okay, let's just get down to it. Was it right of Joey Logano to finally, just a half a straightaway to go, punt Martin Truex out of the way? Statman, I don't know if you and I are going to agree or disagree on this, but it is just short track racing. But at the same time, Martin Truex's argument was, well, I raced him clean. Why couldn't he race me clean?
That's the whole point. They always say, I'll race you the way you race me. And he raced him clean. And Logano even mentioned in the post-race interview while he was going down the back stretch that he was going to the bumper. And that's what he did, knocked him out of the way and had to bang him a couple more times to, because Truex was keeping up with him going to the finish line.
Right. It's just, it's interesting because this is what NASCAR's playoffs, at least the elimination system, this is what they were meant to do. They were meant to be a boys have at it mentality when you win and you're automatically into the next round. Well, now that next round is guaranteed into the final four for the championship. So it's almost like NASCAR's just sitting back going, yes, this is what we want. People are going to talk about this now all week.
Yeah, well, Truex isn't going to talk about it. Truex is just going to see Logano and his vision is going to turn red and he's going to punt him. I don't care if it's lap 10, lap 200, or lap whatever. He's going to just punt him. And I'd probably do the same thing. That was rotten. And even if you like that kind of thing, if the guy races you clean, you can't come back at him dirty.
Statman, Crash Gladys, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, talking about what happened this afternoon at Martinsville with Joey Logano getting the win, pushing Martin Truex out of the way. I absolutely loved it. I like what he did. That's what short track racing is. And again, if it's the good old boys or more of the gentlemen's racing network, and if that's what they do.
But don't nice guys finish last?
Don't you think Statman, with the kind of crazy money that's out there and the significance of sponsorship and wins, that it's just a different mentality with these dudes?
No, I don't think that at all. You do general sports during the week. Just think how NHL, the National Hockey League, has cleaned up its act, getting goons and fighting out of the sport. And it looks weird when the goons and the fighting comes in at some game during the season. They've got to get this cleaned up. It's stupid to think he's just going to wreck him. That's the way they race in NASCAR. That's stupid. That's stupid, and they deserve the label stupid when all you can do, you can't beat a guy, so all you can do is wreck him. That doesn't make sense.
Well, it's certainly not something you can see in IndyCar whatsoever, because you get the air off of a car in IndyCar, a crash is going to be much more severe than it is in stock cars. But I did find it interesting that Alex Rossi, IndyCar driver, Indy 500 winner, other race winner, many other race winner, how he said, well, that's just racing. You got to do what you got to do to go for the win.
But there's ways to do that in Formula One, in IndyCar, and somewhat in sports cars. You could take the wind off of somebody's car, and if they don't know how to drive it, then they lose. But if you take the wind off of somebody's aero and you know how to get around that, that's race skill and that's driving skill. And that's part of the thing of racing. But if the only thing you could do is just bang somebody into the wall, that's not racing. That's destruction derby. That's got nothing to do with the skill of driving a car.
Okay, that's a valid point. And there is a way, there's many ways to take the air off a car in stock cars as well, in NASCAR. So why wouldn't Joey do that as a last second desperation instead of just going straight for the bump and run?
Yeah, but I don't know Logano, but I know what drivers said about him when he was called sliced bread, when his career first came to Cup. They said he was dirty then, and he decided cleaned up his act, but apparently he reverted to form today, where he admitted out loud that I was going to take him out. And they're going to get back at him the same way they did earlier in his career when they took turns and took numbers and stood in lines to wreck him, and that's what's going to happen again.
Okay, so bottom line, NASCAR likes this, I'm assuming, because this is what they had set up with their elimination format through the playoffs, but like you just alluded to, should he be penalized for admitting that he wanted to take him out, do whatever it took to get the win, and then he did do what he admitted to wanting to do? Is that deserving of a fine?
No, if that's what you want, why penalize him when he does it? That's what they want. They want to have this insanity. But my idea of racing is different than the guys who go to short tracks on Saturday nights and just hope to see a crash. That's when they try to say that the racing is clean and our fans don't want to see crashes, but you look at every TV promo that you have for a NASCAR race, there's a crash in there somewhere so that people could say, yeah, that's what I want to see. That's good racing.
Do that
what
again?
Just happened there?
I think Statman turned into a Muppet. You know those two Muppets that are up in the booth doing commentary? That's what you just said.
Tim Allen does that all the time. He makes millions. I do it and get laughed at. See, that's what Statman, that's how valuable Statman is.
Oh, Statman, no. You're making millions. Might be a million pennies, but it's millions.
It's serious business. Logano had gotten away from that reputation, but he reverted to form today, and the drivers are going to go right back to the way they used to drive him 4 or 5 years ago and start taking him out. It might be mid-race. He might be in 20th place, and he slams into the wall. Oh, there goes Joey. Wonder how that happened.
I'll tell you what's going to happen, Statman. If Martin Truex goes after Joey Logano for these next two races, then he's the idiot. He's got two more races to get into the championship.
I was going to say, now, these two races don't matter, especially not to Joey.
Yes, they right. No,
Homestead
they matter to Truex.
They matter to Truex.
So if he's going after Joey Logano, then he's the idiot. If he doesn't what's that?
They take the top four, and Truex is, I think, third in points. So as long as he still runs well, he could still get in there as long as different people don't start winning races. If you get four different winners in the next four races or three races, three winners, then Truex has got a problem. But if he runs well and keeps getting points, finishing second by a fender or a bumper, then he could still get there.
And
if he gets there, I would take Truex over Logano any day.
I understand, but you understand my point in that he needs to be more concerned about getting in that top four than taking out Logano for these next two races.
I don't know. When the mist turns red, he's got his championship. And when the mist turns red, there's no telling. When there's no telling what some of these guys will do, that's what, they're used to racing on short tracks. And Truex looked pretty upset.
Yes,
and,
he did.
You don't hear Truex talking like that. And he's just telling them, watch out. And he could still wreck Logano and not have to worry about losing his position on the track. He could take. Truex is a better driver than Logano. He could take the air off of Logano's right rear spoiler, and Logano's into the walls. Nothing he can do about it, especially at a high-speed track like Texas.
So wait, you're alluding to the fact, or maybe just hypothesis, that sliced bread can't drive well?
Well, I'll allude to it. I'll say it. That's what the drive. I'm not out there. But I do know what the drivers were saying about him 4 or 5 years ago. You remember, they all talked about it, and they all said, we got to do something about this guy because he doesn't know what he's doing. And I was amazed to hear them say that because the media was calling him sliced bread.
Right.
But that is not translated on the track a lot of times. Now, the one thing that, and he may have had to do this, but Penske, his boss, stood up for him today. And, many people will say he's going for the win, just like Rossi said he's going for the win. You got to do anything to win. And I just, That's not my idea of racing. When you got to crash somebody to win, that's dangerous. That's not race skill and racecraft and the way to win. I'm not for that. And maybe that's why I'm not a racer.
Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of this thing, man. You guys are hitting it up on Twitter at Speed Freaks. Coming up next, Formula One has himself another champion. A five-timer, two more, and he's equaled Michael Schumacher. He equaled somebody else of significance today. And the significance of Lewis Hamilton Jr. and these championships, you'll hear some of it with Statman Scat coming up in moments. But coming up in the next conversation, really, what does this do for Lewis Hamilton at number five? It's coming up, Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's the Statman Scat.
To provide guidance to mankind.
A week about speech and words, I was surprised today to read, quote, whatever one thinks of Lewis Hamilton or his sometimes lurid off-track antics, this is a rare and precious moment in the annals of sport. It was written a week ago before the U.S. Grand Prix by a Texas rider. I'm willing to accept the fact that world champions of any sort can have different lifestyles. There's money and fame and celebrity we'll never know firsthand. I didn't write the sentence, so I don't know what was meant. But lurid means very vivid in color, especially to create an unpleasantly harsh or unnatural effect. What has Lewis Hamilton done to bring that description to mind? Jenson Button wrote in his book that his relationship with Hamilton was weird when both were at McLaren 10 years ago. Maybe the great ones like LeBron or Michael or Ali are different, but lurid or weird is a step toward a place we don't need to go. Or maybe we do. Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids. Located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Coming up next hour, Scorpions flashback, 2010. They spent about 45 minutes in the studio with us. It's actually a two-parter. We may play the second part next week. But the Scorpions joined us in the studio 8 years ago with a freaking flashback. 2018, this is our 18th year of doing this thing, man. So we want to share with you some of the most fantastic interviews that we've had in the Freak Nation.
That doesn't seem like that was 8 years ago.
Yeah, man. You heard Statman Scat, curious about the word lurid, where that came from. But two, it was revealed today when Lewis Hamilton wrapped up the championship. What do you have, a top five finish, fifth place? He wrapped up the championship in Formula One, that it was a tough week, tough weekend for him, that his grandfather passed away. And if you don't know the story of Lewis Hamilton and his father, Anthony, who worked many jobs to fund Lewis's karting career to help get him, of course. All right, now five championships later, it's an incredible story. Statman, what does this do with Lewis Hamilton winning this championship, the fifth championship? Where does this put him on the Mount Rushmore of Formula One drivers? Is he on it yet, or is he sniffing it now that he's two away from Schumacher?
Oh, no, he's on it. He passed with his fifth championship. He passed Alain Prost and Sebastian Vettel. He's already gone past Stewart. Now I can't think of his first name.
Jackie.
But, yeah, he's passed some of the biggest names, especially Prost. I didn't think of it till I saw the list, and it's like, whoa. So there's nobody who's won, even Juan Manuel Fangio. I think he's won five, and now...
Yeah, he's tied with Juan Manuel Fangio now.
Yeah, and he's now he's only two behind Schumacher. So he's on the mountaintop. I think he's one of the top four or five drivers of all time. And the best way, I always say this, the best way to describe how good he is... Look at what happened to McLaren when he left to go to Mercedes. McLaren backed right up, even took a two-time champion in the car, and they backed right up. He's an excellent driver. In the rain, he separates himself from everybody else, and he's one of the best ever. Yeah, without question.
One reason why I asked you that was, for one, my history of following Formula One. I just, again, it's like trying to compare Major League Baseball players' stats today versus Major League Baseball in the 20s and 30s and 40s when African Americans weren't, weren't allowed to play in Major League Baseball. And then when they were highly, they were highly influenced not to participate. And I'm not making any comparison to that compared to Formula One back in the day in reference to African or to blacks. Just specifically when you try and compare apples to apples, can you compare his championships to some of the better Formula One drivers in the 40s and 50s, given the technology where it is today, Stat?
Oh, yeah, I think without question. The one thing that... The difference is that the competition is much greater now. They, even though it sounds crazy, that there was a time when certain drivers were going to win. And now you would say that, well, the drivers are going to either be in a Ferrari, a Red Bull, or a Mercedes. But that's six or seven guys in the field that are competing for the win. That didn't used to be the case. And he is, I think the best part about him is that when the track is not the best, when it's raining or it's slippery or it's hot and the tires are bad, he can get more out of less than anybody else in the field. That's why he wins so much.
Yeah, the significance of that championship isn't lost on, on someone that hasn't followed Formula One ardently like you have over the last, you know, two or three decades. Just looking at what he's done. When you see Sebastian Vettel trying to get like a selfie with Lewis Hamilton, I mean, that says it all right there. And it's not lost on the drivers that have won championships, the significance that Lewis Hamilton is doing it and how he's doing it.
Well, excellence respects excellence in any sport, in anything. So you are going to find it, you know, this issue in Los Angeles, they do talk about the potential issues between Kobe Bryant and now that LeBron is on the team. And, you know, Kobe said, welcome to the team, like it's his team and you're coming into my territory. That's going to be a kind of a sad thing to watch as the time goes along. But excellence respects excellence. And Vettel and Lewis have raced wheel to wheel for a long time, and they respect each other more than anybody else that is out there. That's why they get together. They took time from the interviews after the race today to go and say hi. And I think, Vettel is kind of miffed at what happened to the Ferrari in midseason. Because Vettel was up like almost 20 points, I think, at one point earlier in the year. And the car just went out from under him. And Lewis came back and took a championship.
Freak Nation, coming up next, we got us a champion. Speaking of champions, IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Champion joins us next. And coming up next hour, a Scorpions flashback with Freaks, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
This is going really well.
Yeah, so I guess you've heard then.
What? You mean that whole saving money with Geico thing?
No. That I'm actually a chess painter.
Pirate fans unite!
That was not on the profile.
So now you've heard. Geico. Saving people money on car insurance and now an official partner of Major League Baseball.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with the driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire, they got you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire, they're going to get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with speed freaks since 2001.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
The Boca Raton Cougars, the Las Vegas Hookers, and the Arizona Pricks? Got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the Lexington Studs or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, made with the highest quality 100% cotton available, and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
Going to be featuring some Scorpions all night tonight, man. Coming up in about an hour, we'll go back 8 years with the Scorpions. Freaking flashback. We've been doing this thing for 18 years, 18 plus years. And each Sunday night, we try and bring back one of the old interviews. And as I said earlier, man, Scorpions have been in here. They were in here a few years before that. But this interview is like 45 minutes long, man. I had to cut that thing down to a part, you know, part one and part two. This is part one. It's,
they were in studio with us for a full 2 hours.
Yes. It's incredible. Speaking of a dude who's been coming to the Freak Nation many, many years, his name is Brian Sellers. Champion Brian Sellers. GTD class in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. He and Madison Snow, of course, several weeks ago wrapped up the championship at the Petit Le Mans. He's back in the Freak Nation, and Brian Sellers, do you have people around you calling you champ now?
No, but it's something I could get used to. I mean, hearing you say it makes my heart melt a little bit.
Bam!
The whole family. Holidays are coming up. That needs to be mandatory. No.
I'll take one of those T-shirts.
There you go.
Champ Brian Sellers joins us here in the Freak Nation, and the significances of this championship, if you follow sports car racing, and again, everybody can go online and see the results and really how you got there. In this race, the way it came down to the championship and the way you wrapped this thing up, I don't know how you were able to untwist your guts for the next week following the way you clinched the championship.
Kind of a family show, right? So I can't tell you what I drank to help me feel better, right?
Oh, no, you can tell us.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll say that for next time. It was tough, man. I'll tell you that we needed to finish on the podium to clinch the championship if the 86 car, which was the one we were chasing for the championship, won. And with an hour left, I got the call on the radio that we were P4 and they were leading. And it's like, oh, come on. How can it be written any better? But we clawed our way back up onto the podium into third. And man, it was just, they ended up second and we ended up right behind them. It was a great season. And, you know, man, the Mike Shank guys on that other program that we raced were phenomenal all year.
And they were they were the ones all year that you were battling more than anyone else. And it's funny because the rivalry between you and Catherine Legg and Alvaro Parente, I mean, it got heated but funny at times too. Can you explain?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting actually, because I'm teammates with both Alvaro and Catherine. So I'm actually in California right now, just finished up an 8-hour race with Alvaro. And then on Monday to go meet Catherine in the UK for the Jaguar test that we're doing in their new iPace series with Ray Hall Letterman Racing. So it's like it was an interesting deal back and forth because these are both two really good friends of mine, people I spend a lot of time with, people I have a ton of respect for. And, you know, we had some bumping and banging on track, and but it was good. I mean, I think we ended with 8 podiums on the year, and they ended with 7 out of 11 races. So it was about as hard fought as it can get.
We're talking with Brian Sellers. It was Sellers, Madison Snow, Corey Lewis wrapping up that GTD championship at Petit Le Mans just a couple of weeks ago. And Brian Sellers, let's talk more about what you just said. You never stop racing. First of all, tell me what series you were racing with Alvaro this week in California, but then also what you're doing next year as a part of the Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan team with Jaguar and the I-Pace series. That's pretty incredible as well. But first of all, this week, what were you doing?
This week we were at Laguna Seca for the California 8-Hour, which is the Intercontinental GT Championship, run in conjunction with World Challenge. So we're in a Bentley, 8 hours doing our deal. Not the best day, really. We fought hard, but just didn't have much. We had a killer driver lineup. I felt like we really had a strong chance. The team, you know, K-Pax Racing that runs in World Challenge is won multiple championships, but it just wasn't there today. It was a long day, you know, just nothing seemed to go right. So it was tough, but we had fun. I mean, it's always a good week getting to spend a week with Alvaro. It's always fun. We share a bunch of laughs, so that was nice. But then the next thing is this Jaguar deal that I get to do in. It's a pretty cool thing. I mean, it's very innovative.
Yes.
Obviously, it's, you know, it's electric cars. It's the first of its type. Jaguar has gone through and developed 20 race cars to race single make, all run under the same program and run in conjunction with Formula E as a support series. So we get to go to some killer events. I mean, you know, all across the world, we get to see kind of the future start to unfold in front of us, which is pretty neat. I mean, a lot of times people say, hey, you're making history. You get to, you know, maybe you won this race. That's history. But this is truly something special. I mean, to be a part of the first sedan all-electric racing field.
Brian Sellers is the champ. You like hearing that, dude. I'm telling you.
It doesn't get old, I'm going to tell
Brian
you.
Brian Sellers. No, Brian goes back with the freaks, friend of the freaks. He came in once, I think, with the Andretti kid into the studio maybe 10 or 12 years ago, right?
10 or 12. I wish it was that short.
Come on,
Stepman. I think I might have been 16 the first time I was on with you guys. So that's longer than that.
I talked to him. I'm in Columbus, Ohio right now, and it's raining. And I think his first win in the ALMS was in a rainstorm at Mid-Ohio. And I was in Columbus, Ohio in a rainstorm talking to him then. What I want to ask you, though, is something that as a champion going for a win, we talked about this at the beginning of the show. Would you crash somebody to get the win? Is that something that a champion would do?
Oh, I read the tweets coming through about this. I don't know. I mean, it kind of depends on the situation. I think it depends on how the other driver drove you. It depends on what you're trying to do. I mean, I don't think in it's a different world. I have to say, their world versus our world, and in our world, that's not how it happens. I mean, you don't go into something intentionally trying to crash somebody. You definitely fight, and you fight hard and relentless. And if a crash ends up being a part of it, then so be it. I mean, that's just the way it is. It happens. But the intentional side of crashing doesn't really happen that frequently in our thing.
That's good to hear. Maybe that's why I'm a sports car fan, because guys don't just – winning is – you do what you can to win, anything that you can to win, whether it's a foot of water on the track or it's bone dry. But the idea is just alien to me to take somebody out on purpose.
It is to me, too, a little bit. I mean, it doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem the same. But I think, you know, there's also ways that I was, you know, it all depends on how you interpret it, right? If they are, if they're just trying to take the air off and they're running clean and they're doing some stuff like that, then, hey, you know, I mean, that's good racing. That's talent. But to just hit somebody and move them out of the way, I'm not really okay with that.
Now, see, that's why I like you, Brian, because
yes.
took literally took the words right out of my mouth. That's what I said a couple of segments ago. If you know how to drive and somebody takes the air off your car, you could still compete. But the idea of just, and let's not go all through all that again. What do you drive at home? You get out of a Lambo at the racetrack. You go get in a Bentley at the racetrack. You get out of the Bentley to go get in a Jaguar at the racetrack. Please tell me you don't get into a Chevy Impala and go drive to the store.
Well, you got the first part right. I mean, I get in a Chevy, but nowadays I'm getting old, so I have my two kids, I have my two dogs, so I drive around a Suburban every day.
Suburban works. Suburban works.
It right. might as well be a school bus, I'll tell you.
Compared to what you're used to on the track,
You hear this, Kenny, that he's getting old. And we talked to the kid when he was 16 and didn't know how to pick his nose right. And now he's winning championship and driving kids and dogs around in a Suburban.
He is old. He's old as hell, man. And why you're driving a Suburban and not like a convertible SUV Lamborghini is beyond me.
Hey, we need to take that up with the Lamborghini people. If you have any suggestions, send it their way.
So, bro, then I need to talk to your agent. You win championships for these people. You win on Sunday and sell Lamborghinis and Jaguars on Monday. Why in the hell aren't you driving around on one of these things?
I don't know, but I really like what you got going right now. I mean, I'm sold. I need one. Can't afford one, but I need one.
Man, I got a few agents that start popping those manufacturers for a Jaguar too, buddy. Damn, that's a little disappointing, sellers.
Hey,
there's a lot on my plate right now.
Right. Yes, and you know that, Kenny. You know that, Statman. Being a dad, there's definitely a lot on the plate. But you're right, Kenny. It goes back to the agents, the PR people. Elon. We're going to say Elon Werner, he owes you a Lamborghini.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, let's get him on it.
What do you want? Now you've driven in the E-Series, you want a freaking Prius? What do you want? No, you want a Lamborghini, dude.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, I'll take listen. Don't judge it until you do it. I'll take a Lambo, but that I-Pace is a nice car, man. They gave us a run around on those things when we were in the UK last time, and I'm thinking, hey, I would take one of those, no problem.
Well, one of the venues where you guys are going to race with that I-Pace series, and yes, it's going to be a very quiet racing series, as we've seen with some Formula E, it's New York, the streets of freaking New York. So America's going to see this next year. And what do you think their interpretation of it is going to be?
Well, I hope what they take it for is what it's meant to be. And it's a day, you know, it's like a showing of the car, and that you can race electric cars. And it's more than just, you know, kind of a fad, and it will be good racing. I mean, if you watch the Formula E stuff, it's tight, twisty, and there's always, always good races going on. So I hope they can enjoy that.
I watch the Formula E stuff just to hear Dario Franchitti trip on his words. He's a pretty funny commentator.
He still has nice hair, though.
Yeah. Of course, yes, he does.
Hey, Sellers, thanks for doing this, man. I look forward to getting you more in the Freak Nation as you wrap up more championships, champ.
It's always my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mr. Champion.
There you go. And here it is. It's October 28th. Happy holidays.
What?
Yeah. Thanksgiving coming up. We're not going to talk before Thanksgiving. And
I think San Fran accidentally took Brian Sellers
off right,
the air.
It's all right, still.
So you just said happy holidays to Brian.
We got Halloween coming up before then, you know, so maybe he could put on a disguise as a second champion already.
I don't think he's eclipsed 5'2", so maybe.
Oh,
hey, come on, what's going on?
Mic,
what's going on here?
You?
Come on.
Yeah, you get him off the air, we can hammer on him.
He does have some funny talks, though, with Alvaro, his well, nemesis/co-driver this weekend, about the height issue. There are some funny conversations that are had there.
Freak Nation, in the NHRA, J.R. Todd, who we had hoped to get here in the Freak Nation, but decided not to join us, he's leading in your funny car points. And you got a team like Schumacher with, what, four funny car teams? You've got John Force with three funny cars. But a Connie Coletta funny car is leading in the points and has a chance to win the championship. Think about that. you have the big leagues when it comes. I'm not saying Connie Coletta. Okay, Connie Coletta is not as big league as John Force or Donnie Schumacher. All right, Donnie Schumacher when it comes to drag racing, the championships that he's wrapped up. And again, they have an entire city dedicated to their teams. Is my math correct? Four funny car teams, or is it five?
It's four. It's not five.
Yeah. Hagen, Capps, Johnson, Beckman. Anybody else?
I think it's those four.
All right. Then John Force. You have John Force, Courtney Force, and Robert Height.
Yep.
but J.R. Todd, one funny car team with Connie Coletta is leading the points going into Pomona.
That is wow. And Steve Torrance clinching the championship in Top Fuel again over those powerhouse teams.
A one Top Fuel team beats those teams is bonkers.
Technically a one Top Fuel car team. He does share data with many others, but yeah. Very, very unique in NHRA this year.
Hey, Statman, think about that. We've talked about Martin Truex and how we've enjoyed him and running for the championship, grabbed a championship as a one-car team, not out of Mooresville or anywhere outside of Charlotte, out of Denver, Colorado. Look at what these guys are doing in drags.
Yeah, I mean, we can't. I think it's great. I think it's world-class great that they can do it. Of course. Coletta is not your average guy. You know, Coletta has been around the sport for a long time and knows how to tune a car. But JR has learned how to drive it, and he was out of the sport when Coletta called him. He told me once he was watching March Madness and having some beer and some wings watching basketball in Indiana at home when he picked up the phone and he heard on the phone, "This is Conrad Coletta." He thought one of his buddies was playing a joke on him.
Wow. And I can't recall J.R. Todd, your points leader, NHRA Funny Car points leader, ever being in a position like this, even getting close to a championship prior to this season. But damn it, there he is. He's going into Pomona. It's up to his to lose or win. Well, it comes down to him. Go round,
yeah,
man.
He's a points leader. Yeah, he's the points leader.
Go rounds. Coming up next hour, a freaking flashback with the Scorpions. 2010, it's bonkers. Also, speaking of NHRA, Hector Arana Jr., post-talk motorcycle winner from Las Vegas and chasing a championship. He joins us next hour as well.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
Stop by Lowe's and get the supplies you need to refresh your home in time for holiday guests. Welcome family and friends to a whole new style with Allen and Roth laminate flooring, now only $129 per square foot. Then, finish your new look with Valspar Simplicity Paint and Primer in 1, starting at $25.98. It goes on smooth and resists marks, scuffs, and everyday wear. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Flooring offer valid through 11/7 while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
From the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Freak Nation, coming up this hour, a freaking flashback with the Scorpions. 8 years ago, they spent about 2 hours in the studio, and we narrowed it down to a two-parter. We'll play the second parter probably next week. But right around 8:40 Pacific, 11:40 Eastern, you'll hear a freaking flashback with the Scorps, who at that time were talking a little bit about retirement, but they haven't announced it yet. Since then, they announced a retirement tour, said screw it, went back out on tour a couple of more times. We live in Phoenix, and they were here probably a month and a half ago. And yeah, I mean, Klaus Meiner, Rudolf Schenker, and just look, if you're making that kind of blow, that kind of cake, why not? Come on, just unless you're like Gary Rossington or Leonard Skinner, the only surviving member of Leonard Skinner now with Leonard Skinner that was on tour. This dude's having heart attacks. This is confirmed. Having heart attacks on stage. And that's why they had the legitimate Leonard Skinner retirement tour before they retired on stage. Anyway, so Scorpions coming up in about 35, 38 minutes here in the Freak Nation. Statman Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent coming up in moments. Hector Arana Jr. will be joining us here in the Freak Nation. The significance of that? Well, that dude's in line for his first championship in the NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle Class, grabbed himself a win in Las Vegas. Then now they're off next weekend, and they roll into Pomona for the World Finals of the NHRA. Statman, you're still based out in Los Angeles. Is Pomona, does it still have the juice that it did? Let's just go back 8 years ago. Does it have the juice around that city?
That's hard to say. To drag race fans, yeah. And race fans, I don't know that race fans care as much. Race fans think that racing is long, especially in Southern California. They probably look at Long Beach, the Long Beach Grand Prix, before they look at drag racing. Drag racing is something that drag racers do. And it's a community, but there's not a lot of the ancillary fans that come in because of, you know, a major name. There's not enough John Forces in the NHRA to get people outside of the sport to come take a look at it.
You know, racing in general, all series just need to stop the infighting and partner up. Like, especially when you've got IndyCar driver Graham Rahal married to NHRA Funny Car driver Courtney Force. It seems weird to have a drag race and an IndyCar race on the same weekend together at the same facility, but if there is a way to do it, damn it, make it happen. Racing needs to help each other for all the competition that they get from whether it's stick and ball sports or just any sort of form of entertainment out there. Because, my God, Pomona is a freaking blast, whether it's the season opener or the finale. And it should be more in Los Angeles than just something to for drag racing fans to cherish or hold on to. My God.
Think of what they've done with the Long Beach Grand Prix. They've turned it into a rite of spring. People know it's springtime and they'd go to the Long Beach Grand Prix for the parties and all of that. The race. Oh yeah, there's a race going on too. So maybe the big, and we've said this before, and I will say it to anybody. I think the NHRA has more driver personalities than they know what to do with, but they're still trying to promote 330 miles an hour in 4 seconds and every ticket's a pit pass Sunday. Right. I mean, that's
cool and all, but it's not everything.
Yeah. And it's not going to get the extra people. We've taken some sponsor people to the Pomona and they've walked out next to the cars and they literally ran when they heard the noise. So, but those are the people that they're going to have to reach, and you can't reach them when you're talking 330 miles an hour in 4 seconds. That just doesn't, who can relate to that? But they can relate to great personalities in the cars.
Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, man. Coming up, your Crash Gladys pit news and notes. And Hector Arana Jr., Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, we promise to suck less. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The Freaks.
Rejoining with a number of our affiliates here in the Freak Nation, thank you guys for partnering up with us. It's been our pleasure to supply Speed Freaks to you for over 18 years, man. Coming up in moments, Hector Arana Jr. will be here in the Freak Nation. Yeah, man, your NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle winner from Vegas. Also a freaking flashback with the Scorpions. The first Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes brought to you by General Tire. Go to generaltire.com, find the tire for your ride, then roll on over to Discount Tire, Tire Pro, Big Old Tire. Say, hey, man, I need some GTs on this bad boy. That's General Tire. com. Crasher?
We just had GTD champion, IMSA champion, Brian Sellers on the line with us. And yes, he agrees with Statman and myself in that, no, you shouldn't have to resort to your bumper to go get a win in racing. If you're a good enough racer, you will know how to take the air off, change the aero of the car ahead of you in order to pass them cleanly for the win. Again, more of that conversation, I'm sure, coming up in the second hour of Speed Freaks. But we had a lengthy discussion, a lengthy debate about that in the first hour. And you guys are weighing in on Twitter. It's pretty interesting to see your responses. At Speed Freaks, let us know what you think. It was Joey Logano with the clean, dirty move to take the win in Martinsville. And now Joey Logano is guaranteed into the Final Four at Homestead at, well, just 3 weeks away. Johnny Sauter kicked off the weekend in Martinsville, taking the win in trucks. The NHRA was at their semifinal race, Las Vegas, only one to go for their season. And in Vegas, it was Steve Torrence taking the win in Top Fuel. And get this, since the playoffs started, Steve Torrence has never lost a round. So with one race to go, Steve Torrence has now clinched the Top Fuel title, took the win and the championship today in Vegas. J.R. Todd took the win in Funny Car, Bo Butner in Pro Stock, and Hector Arana Jr. leapfrogged himself basically from sixth place to fourth in the points by taking the win in Vegas, and now he is eligible for the championship with one to go. Formula One, though, get this. Mexico Grand Prix, and yeah, they only have one to go. Brazil is their last race. But Lewis Hamilton Jr., he did it. All he had to do was finish seventh because he's had such a dominating season. He finished fourth, but our friend, shall we say, Max Verstappen held off Sebastian Vettel so that Vettel did not get the win. And that was the second clinching factor for Lewis Hamilton to net his fifth, yes, fifth world title in Formula One. His quote at the end of the race, "It's really weird because I don't feel like celebrating. I just want to get up and, well, see the morning and hang with my dogs. It's weird."
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
What's up? It's Kenny Sargent. For my motorsports fix, bam, I turn it on MAV TV. MAV TV, a network loaded with car and motorcycle shows, motorsports events, and exclusive automotive reality shows like Full Custom, Wrench Wars. What about drag boats? They got them. Off-road, sprint cars, pro pulling league, motocross, they're all on MAV TV. It's the answer for those jonesing looking for some automotive action. Don't get MAV TV? Call your local provider and get it. Check them out at MAVTV.com on Twitter and Facebook. MAV TV is motorsports.
Sir Jeremy, you are a true friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Madam Susan, you are an even truer friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
What is that?
This is a spiced honey mead wine that I have really been into lately.
Please follow Sir Brad. He's going to give you a private tour of the pit of misery.
I'm sorry, what?
Pit of misery. Dilly dilly. Dilly dilly.
Here's to the friends you can always count on.
For over 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, and your anywhere. From the aggressive all-terrain performance of the new Grabber ATX to the strong and durable all-purpose terrain Grabber APT, General Tire's balance, excellent on-road performance with off-road capabilities, designed for all weather conditions. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, helping to keep speed freaks on the road since 2001.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Texas Roadkill, the San Francisco Swallows, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, I got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative, funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the New Orleans Curse or the Nashville Bootleggers. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com. And get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Speed Freaks of the Sunday night. Thank you guys for hanging out, man. You know how to get a hold of us. We're there for you on Twitter, Facebook. The website, of course, is speedfreaks.tv. Been doing it 18 years plus from the Lucas Oil Studios. And again, thank you, Lucas Oil, Continental Tires, and everybody else has been a part of this big old thing. Hector Arana Jr. has been in the Freak Nation before. It's been a while, but he got himself a big old win in Las Vegas on that bike, that motorcycle, pro stock motorcycle winner. From Las Vegas, joining us here in the Freak Nation, also a Lucas Oil partner and Lucas Oil Racing TV. Arana, where the hell, where did this year come from, man? With you going into Pomona, you got a shot at this championship, buddy.
You know, we came into this weekend knowing that
you know, we've had a fast bike all year, and it's just been struggling to lead the starting line. And, you know, there's times that we had a hold of it and we were doing good, but then we would get lost for a little bit. But, you know, we finally gathered it all back together, and I think we have a good setup now and a consistent setup. And we were consistent and fast all weekend. So we definitely learned some things, and it took a while, but hopefully it's not too late.
Hector Arana Jr., Pro Stock Motorcycle winner from Las Vegas, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Have you ever been in a spot like this going into the final race there at Pomona with a shot at the championship?
My first year, we came in, you know, we went to Pomona with pretty close to winning the championship, but I think this is the closest that we've been, and now it's points and a half, so we, you know, that even ups the ante a little bit more. So, you know, like I said, we're not even looking at that. We know that there's a chance, but our focus is to run well and to win the race, and, you know, whatever happens after that, if it all plays into our hands, then even better.
Is there playoff racing versus regular season racing for you?
You know, honestly, we come to every race wanting to win, and we always try to do our best. So I can't say that there is. I think we're always trying to win.
Hector Arana, here's the deal, though. Not only has this season just been great, especially come playoff times right now, but the last two seasons, it was a little difficult for you to find a win. But this year, boom, let's just talk about this entire year and how that's been a turnaround from the last couple of years.
Yeah, I definitely made an improvement on my leaving the starting line. You know, I struggled there for a little bit. I guess I would say I was in my head and couldn't, just for whatever reason, was never consistent at the pre-leaving starting line. And I got a Christmas tree down in the basement now, and I've been practicing. And I'm just really focused when I go to the starting line. And just from practicing and doing at the track, you know, I figured out what I need to do for myself to get a good light and to stay focused. So that's what I've been doing, and it's been working out so far.
Hector Arana Jr., your winner from Las Vegas, on the line with us right now in the Freak Nation. And Hector, talk a little bit about just how difficult starting lines are for you guys in motorcycles, because I think the vast majority of our audience can relate to people just mashing a throttle with their foot. But obviously not everyone rides a motorcycle. So how difficult is it when you guys are on the line, the Christmas tree, like you said, is coming down, yellow lights, boom, then it's all full force, full bore for you. What does go through your mind, and how is it more difficult than a car?
Well, we're holding on, you know, to the motorcycle with our hands and also, you know, with our body, with the seat. So everybody's riding style is a little bit different. Mine, I'm more sitting up. So when I pop the clutch, I'm also throwing my body forward. So I'm doing multiple things instead of just focusing on the light and popping the clutch. I'm popping the clutch. I'm moving my body forward. I'm making sure the bike's going straight and have to lean one way or the other to correct it sometimes. So there's just definitely a lot going on. But, and on top of that, we have only one tire instead of two tires in the back, and we don't have any suspension. So there's a lot that goes into it to make sure that the bike leaves the starting line well, and that, you know, and also to pay attention and get a good light.
That's another whole aspect of motorcycle racing that, you're right, you have no Hans device, no seat belt, no roll cage. When it comes to the starting line, you're relying on just a teeny tiny bit of rubber on the back. And, oh yeah, only one tire, not two. It's just a completely different mindset. But you guys make it look so easy because, let's be honest, crashing is a rarity. It happens, but it seems to be so rare. How do you guys make motorcycle racing, especially in drag racing, look easier than it is?
It's just, it's a lot of practice. It's a lot of practice. And I feel that it's something that has to come natural to you. There's people that they've come out here and they try hard and they do well, but you just got to have a knack and instinct for it. And I see people that you can see them. They don't look as comfortable, and they don't look. It's not as natural to them. So I feel like it's something that comes natural to me, and that's because I was born into this. I was brought up around this. I lived this my whole life. So it was just something that I grew up watching my father do. I grew up sitting on the bikes and just doing mental runs in my head and sitting and just practicing and doing it. So when I finally got to do it, it's like I've been on the bike for years because of just all of that mental practice.
Freak Nation, flying those Lucas Oil colors on Lucas Oil Racing TV, Hector Arana Jr., your winner from Las Vegas, Pro Stock Motorcycle winner, joining us here in the Freak Nation.
It's the jeans.
If you had the money, would you be Top Fuel or Funny Car Racing?
You know, those are very awesome classes, but I don't know. I really love racing Pro Stock Motorcycle, and I still had some more things to accomplish in my career with Pro Stock Motorcycle before I'd ever even think about moving on.
Because it is interesting to see how Antron Brown made the jump, but then at the same time, like you said, that comfort factor. You've got it for the bikes. Would you have it for the cars? Not necessarily. The bikes is where you belong.
Yeah, the bikes is something I love, and there's a lot of dedication. It's something my dad's done for many, many years, and it's what I'm happy doing. It's what I like to do and what I want to race is Pro-Stock Motorcycle.
You know, Hector, I really want to cheer for you, but when I found out you got a degree at Purdue University, I'm an Indiana grad. What's up?
Hey, I got a degree, though, while racing.
Hey, there you go. Okay, you know what? Done. That's true.
Hector Arana Jr. joining us here in the Freak Nation and coming into your finals in Los Angeles. You're there, the headquarters, well, one of the headquarters for Lucas Oil there in Corona. It's fun watching Lucas Oil over the years, the way they've partnered up with you and your father. And it's been kind of a homegrown type of partnership from Forrest Lucas and your old man.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, that all started a long, long time ago, back in 1994 with Forrest and my father. And they made a handshake deal. And Forrest said, as we grow, you grow with us. And he's kept his word. And, you know, he's brought me on, and he also even had my brother racing with us for a while. So, you know, the Lucas family has been very, very, you know, generous for us. And, well, you know, we're a part of their family now. You know, I grew up as a little kid, seeing Forrest and hanging out with them and best friends with his grandson. So, it's just become a family relationship.
That is Forrest Lucas to a T. I like that. Great
Hector
story.
Arana Jr. joining us here in the Freak Nation. Your winner from Las Vegas, Pro Stock Motorcycles. Good luck in Pomona, buddy.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
And Freak Nation, coming up next, more news from Robert Wickens. Horrible accident in Poconos in the IndyCar series. There's a tweet that he put out, I believe, 2 days ago, basically answering those who were concerned and questioning his status, paralyzed, having feeling, this and that. We get to his tweet and where that leaves him in the series and, frankly, the team. Coming up, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
This is Fat Man. Let's get it.
To provide guidance to mankind.
In Week About Speech and Words, I was surprised today to read, quote, whatever one thinks of Lewis Hamilton or his sometimes lurid off-track antics, this is a rare and precious moment in the annals of sport. It was written a week ago before the U.S. Grand Prix by a Texas writer. I'm willing to accept the fact that world champions of any sort can have different lifestyles. There's money and fame and celebrity we'll never know firsthand. I didn't write the sentence, so I don't know what was meant. But lurid means very vivid in color, especially to create an unpleasantly harsh or unnatural effect. What has Lewis Hamilton done to bring that description to mind? Jenson Button wrote in his book that his relationship with Hamilton was weird when both were at McLaren 10 years ago. Maybe the great ones like LeBron or Michael or Ali are different, but lurid or weird is a step toward a place we don't need to go. Or maybe we do. Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Pedro Fernandez, sure you might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Probably a top three for me. Yeah, probably a top three for me when it comes to the Scorpions and the Zoo. Maybe a top 15 single of all time for me. But you think about it, man. These dudes, we caught up with them 8 years ago. Their record at the time had come out a couple of months before them joining us in the studios. We're going to have a freaking flashback coming up in about 10, 15 minutes with the Scorpions. It's, oh man, you go back to our tenure, 18 plus years, we could get Stat, Crash, yours truly together, and spend 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, and come up with all the bands that we thought we've had in the Freak Nation, and still probably leave out 20. There's so many bands that we've had here in the Freak Nation. Stat Man, and at the time, think about this, where it's like, are you guys a motorsports show? Or are you a music show? Are you a lifestyle show or a motorsports show? Well, guess what there, Skip D's? 18 years later, we're still around and damn near everybody in the planet, excluding ESPN, Fox, NBC, have all tried to copy or have copied what we've been doing for 18 years, damn it.
Yeah, just a couple years ago when I saw the Fox pre-race shows for NASCAR bringing on musicians, I thought, oh, really? Oh, really? Wonder who gave you that fine idea that it works. Okay. Okay. Keep on. Carry
Skip,
on.
Skip D's. Didn't he used to be a DJ in L.A.? Skip D's.
Yeah. Skip D is Rick D's brother. Long lost brother.
I'm sorry. That just hit me the wrong way.
And again, you go back and look why we started this thing. We wanted to be different. You have a female. It may not sound that outrageous right now, but 18 years ago, a female walking around with a microphone getting in the face of drivers, NASCAR, even NHRA, there was a few folks that were taken aback by that. Then you have a black guy doing the same damn thing in the NASCAR pits. Then you had this Looney Tunes dude that we had in there. He was like the stuttering John of the group that would ask that question that everybody wanted to hear. So we pride ourselves on the fact that we've just done things freaking differently. And thank you, affiliates and radio program directors that understood it, that got it many years ago, that, you know what, it's cool that you guys are all badass and cover NASCAR and so forth. Just freaking entertain me. You can have Brian Sellers in here. Just entertain me, damn it, Statman.
Yeah, that's the whole point, is that people, what we just said about the NHRA, you're going to have, out of 10 people, you're going to have two that are interested in drag racing. But you add those two, plus the one or two that are interested in the Scorpions, plus one or two that are interested in the other bands that we have on, and then suddenly said, hey, these people are pretty cool. And they come back, and they keep coming back. I mean, that's how you build an audience. And we've got a pretty good audience. The people are pretty righteous. We've met some of them. It's amazing when we go to the parties. We had one family that came along, and the kid grew up and started racing motocross. And when he first started coming to our parties, he was too small to even reach up on the pool table to get some of the prizes and the gifts. He was very concerned about where Crash was, though, after a few years.
Oh, boy. Oh, the youngins.
And one series that we've been fans of for the most part, and I say for the most part in that we've had our run-ins with Open Wheel. In fact, I just shared an email this week with Statman, Crasher, and our producer, Triple F, an email from someone that was... Let me be very delicate here. He was a PR person with CART at the time. Of course, that you had CART, and then the...
It was CART in IRL.
In IRL, right? Yeah. I was just trying to think of that. Like, what did they call them? What was their... Not Nextel.
The Indy Racing League.
It was the Indy Racing League.
Yeah,
IRL.
But they had a title sponsorship.
Well, they had Pep Boys.
No, before that, there was like AOL, one of those things. The gosh, no. It'll come to me. It'll come to me. Regardless, we called out a CEO, a president of an organization, and then we were threatened with our passes being taken away. Yeah, okay, now freaking 18 years later, you can't use a bat quick enough to get these IndyCar drivers off our show. Okay. That being said, Robert Wickens in Pocono, horrible accident, and at that moment, only Robert Wickens knew the severity of his injuries, and we've seen the progress of Robert Wickens after that accident, and it's really shocked a lot of people. Speculations of paralyzed, chest down, no feeling, this and that, so much so that he put out a tweet a couple of days ago telling everyone that follows him that this is what's going on with Robert Wickens at this point.
Well, no, there was no speculation of paralysis. Yes, he did reveal that right away, or the team did, that he had a spinal cord injury, but it didn't translate to the vast majority of fans, and to be quite honest, a lot of people in the garage area as well, until they received word individually. But yeah, it just did not transfer to people that yes, a spinal cord injury means paralysis of some sort. It did not translate until just about, 4 days ago? It was Thursday or Wednesday when he put out his initial tweet saying, I did my first slide transfer as a paraplegic today. My upper body is getting stronger and stronger, and hopefully I'll be able to do it unassisted soon. I've only been posting videos of the small movement in my legs, but the reality is I'm far away from walking on my own. And he went on a little bit more, but that first sentence got a lot of people. So much so that, yeah, he had to put out another tweet clarifying that statement. And it was, I mean, it's pretty brief. It's just the reality of it. He said, yes, there was no announcement, and he put announcement in quotes, to confirm that I was paralyzed. But I've been paralyzed since the moment I hit the fence pole in Pocono. We were very clear that I had a spinal cord injury in the press release issued by Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports, but I guess people are not aware of what that really means, and they were just speculating. Paralyzed and paraplegic are paralysis from the level of injury on the lower half. I'm paralyzed from the chest down. The level of my injury, which is T4, the T4 vertebrae. People may not be paraplegics forever. And this is the cool part that everybody can really just kind of grab onto and say, all right, as long as he keeps fighting, who knows where this could go. He says, people may not be paraplegics forever. Since my spinal cord injury was, quote, incomplete, the nerves may be able to find a way back to my legs. Incomplete means the spinal cord was not severed. It was only bruised. Only. In the month's time, the swelling will go away, and we will learn more on how much nerve regeneration can happen. The doctors have told us every spinal cord injury is different. Two people with the same injury may heal differently. One could walk again, and one may not. Each body heals differently. So we cannot tell you a definitive answer if I will ever walk again, but I have full intentions of doing just that. Then he goes on to say, the good news is I already have most feeling and some movement back in my legs. So there is hope over the course of 24 months that I may regain enough movement to walk again.
Bonkers.
Wow. Then he goes on to say, thank you for your support. Sorry for the long read. Oh, dude, don't you be apologizing.
Whew. And Statman, we had that lengthy conversation last week about this this accident in particular.
Yeah, and I did read somewhere, and I'm not going to say, I did read somewhere where Lewis Hamilton expressed some dismay that he would never want to run an IndyCar because he implied that he was afraid of it. I'll say again, because I don't know that the people in IndyCar can grasp the real, maybe they do, and I'm just too unattached to realize, but they've got to do something about the cars and the people that are shying away from the series. Wickens had a spectacular career racing in Europe. He raced in DTM. He raced in open wheel in Europe. And this wasn't supposed to happen. And but it did. And it happens in racing. And, you know, it's just difficult. It's just difficult. He's seems to be a spectacular guy. I've never met him. But
yep, he is.
Yeah, seems to
part
be a spectacular
family,
guy.
Too. Yeah.
Freak Nation, coming up. Scorpions, 8 years ago, a freaking flashback. Some things that come out of their mouths that, actually come out of our mouths to inspire what comes out of their mouths is freaking legendous. Find out what that is coming up. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com.
or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined. Listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Coming up, Freak Nation, we got Not Much Motorsports with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Missed any of the show? Go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. That's speedfreaks.tv. Facebook, Twitter, we're there for you, man. So, 8 years ago, we had the Scorpions in the studio, and yeah, it was billed as their farewell tour. The new record that came out was Sting of the Tail, and when they came in the studio, I believe it was May, their song was number one on rock radio, and it was in support of their final tour. I think we talk about a little bit in this interview. But now, that album, and then Come Black, yeah, that next album, then that Return to Forever album, and now a new album that they're going to get into next year. It's
nice retirement.
Yeah, well, when Scorpions show up in your studio and you think, we'll get a couple of segments with them, then 2 hours later, bam, they're still there. It's incredible. Dudes, they've sold over, I think, 75 freaking million records. It's absolutely bonkers what these guys have done. So a little freaking flashback with the Scorps 10 years ago here with the Freak Nation and with the formal announcement, well, here's the golden pipes of yours truly. Would you please welcome Klaus, Matthias, and Rudolph from Scorpions. What's up, fellas?
Well, hey. It's good to be here.
Good to be here.
We are the Speed Freaks from Germany, from the Autobahn.
Yeah,
from
speed
the
is coming. Autobahn.
Speeding around the neighborhood.
All right.
It's a perfect show for us. You know, come from Germany because this is what you do over there, speeding up and down the neighborhood, you know, with your fast cars.
We're the only country in the world that still doesn't have a speed limit on the Autobahn called what you call highways or freeways.
So
and we wonder how long this is going to last within the European Union. You know, they try to adapt the laws, but so far we are still holding up to no speed limit.
Okay, so just to ask the obvious question.
This is the perfect place, the Speed Freak
Heck
show.
Yeah. Fastest, all of you guys, we'll start over here. Fastest you've ever been on the Autobahn?
The fastest, I think 250, 260?
Kilometers.
Kilometers. Still, that's great.
Yeah.
What the hell is that in mile per hour, 250?
It should be like, no, it's less. 250 is something like 170 or something.
Oh, 170, okay.
My car does like 297, which like looks like a 300 something, and that's much closer to 185, 187 miles an hour. So.
You're going to let him get away by saying he's faster than you.
Yeah, my car doesn't have a limit.
It's I can tell, you know, when I come from the studio after a long session, you know, it's and you know, I leave and then Matthias after me, and then I know, oh, this is gonna be Matthias, and then he's gone. Yeah. You know?
But I had one Mercedes, the AMG 500. It's no 500. It's between 630 PS. It's AMG 65. I had 320.
Yeah.
On the road.
That's 320. Yeah.
It was really
That's 200
fantastic.
Miles.
That was fantastic.
It's exactly 200
car.
Miles.
That's
because
car,
they forgot to, you know, in Germany, it's mostly there. I had another one before, which there was the speeding down to 250, like normally.
That's a limit.
They forgot, I don't know what was happening.
Chip
I found out by accident because I drove the car and I was very in a hurry and I noticed there was nothing. I go to 270, 300, and I tried more 320. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Okay, now, but see, I'm me being a male, and she asks really the simple question.
Okay,
easy. This is the tough question, Rudolph, Matthias, and Klaus with Scorpions. What's the fastest you've done in a car with a naked lady? Rudolph?
I have to think about it. We can say this at the end of the whole interview.
I could tell you zero. Stand still.
Yeah.
Safer.
Stand still, but moving fast.
You know what you call that? You call that safer sex.
Yeah, right. But the question is,
zero
what do you
miles
talk,
per
what
hour
do you talk about
case.
Naked, complete naked, or maybe with a bikini or what?
I'm talking complete.
We are not talking speedo here.
No speedo. But I can tell you, last time we drove with a tour bus into a place. We had an overnighter, of course, played a show someplace in Illinois. And next morning we woke up, opened the Venetian blinds on the tour bus, and take a look out, and lots of naked girls running down the main street, you know. Yeah. And we ended up for a radio station. We played a gig at the nude camp, you know. And this was quite something. I mean, this was one of the most bizarre gigs we ever played. You know, everybody was naked, you know, and except us, of course.
Yeah. Did any of you partake in that nakedness? Did any of you
No.
Knock it out?
Did any of you take off your clothes?
No, we didn't.
We had to use our stage clothes because they have to know that it's the Scorpions. You know
what he really means is
otherwise
nobody would recognize
you know,
us without.
Has to put on the stinger or something. You know,
Klaus, Rudolph, Matthias with Scorpions join us here in the Speed Freaks pits. The single Raised on Rock goes to number one here in the United States, and with the energy that's coming behind the final tour for Scorpions, this new record comes out. Klaus, Rudolph, Matthias, be honest with me. Did you really think that this single was going to go to number one in the United States?
Not at all. You know, I mean, the good thing is, making this album, we were not thinking about hit singles. We were not thinking about any strategy. We were just thinking about, come on, guys, let's have some fun. You know, and I think this was a good philosophy with this album, not thinking about the big message and whatever, you know. It was just, let's try to focus on what we do best. Some strong riffs, great melodies, you know, lots of power. And to enjoy, let's enjoy ourselves in the studio while making this album. And most of it we did at home in our own studio. Just talking about driving like with a 200 miles an hour or whatever to the studio back. And it's been a lot of driving, a lot of having fun. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, driving the car to the studio was also always like inspiring moments, you know. Many times when I was on the way to the studio, I had an idea and went to Rudolf, and then Rudolf picked up the guitar and came up with a great riff, you know. And the end of the day, before you know it, you know, there was a great, great song that came out of this, and it was inspired by all this speeding up and down the motorway between our homes and the Scorpion studio.
I always wanted what I didn't have. All I
plan on this being the last studio album. It was just when it was finished, and we had people come to the studio to listen to it, like the management, people from the record company. And the manager actually is the one who started the idea and said, you know, guys, think about this could be like a great way to finish a very long and successful career. And then we thought about it, because I think none of us would ever like have come up with that thought, like, you know, finishing the career. But we thought about it, and well, this album makes sense. And if we now have like a number one song here, and also a number one album in Germany, it was just released over there as well. I think it was released in 49 countries simultaneously. So the chart entries are great, and so it makes sense now, you know. But, you know, we're an experienced band, but we have no idea what it means to finish the career. We have to learn this now during this long tour.
Klaus Rudolph Matthias with Scorpions join us here in the Speed Freaks pits.
You're saying the exact right things. Everybody wants to go out on top. Now, can I give your phone number to Brett Favre? And please tell him to do the same thing. Or it's too late for him already. Maybe Michael Schumacher. Tell him, don't race anymore. You need to go out on top.
But I think everybody must make his own decision.
Yeah, you know. And God bless the Stones and God bless all those blues guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But the difference is, for all those blues bands or blues-influenced kind of bands, it's a whole different story. When you're a hard rock band and you walk out there every night and sing Bad Boys Running Wild, you know, it's like, I mean... Come on. I mean, we're young at heart, but Rudolf and myself, we will turn 62 this year. That's the ugly truth, you know. So to speak, I mean, in a way, after 40 years on this crazy rock and roll train, God damn it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like you come home from the Olympics with a gold medal.
Yeah.
How can you top this?
Yeah,
and
point.
It's, I think, every musician, sports person, you dream about what could be the perfect moment. And so when this came up, I mean, it's... Honestly, when we started making the album, we were really not thinking about this could be the last one, you know. But when we realized this could be really so powerful, and when you said what you guys think about coming to America and you have a number one single on classic rock radio, I mean, that is something... I mean, in the last couple of years, we came back to America so many times with every new album. Mm-hmm. It was like, hey, guys, great, you're back. You know, you have a new album. Fantastic. Here comes Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Yeah.
Here comes this. So
yeah.
You're so much into this classic rock thing that fortunately we have many rock classics, and that's a great thing. But when you come up with new material and you want to be like an artist that is still relevant with going with the times and mm-hmm. have something new to offer, but nobody will play it. Nobody knows, you know. So there are a lot of people out there go, the Scorpions, they stop. Are they still around? You know, so that's the other side. And so I mm-hmm. think it feels fantastic to come back to America this time with a new album, where we get such a strong reaction from our fans and from the media and from American radio, and to have a track that's all of a sudden there's a new Scorpion song on the radio. That is fantastic. And can you think about this when you make an album? You hope always
right.
that you come out with something powerful, but not in your wildest dreams. We would have thought we come to America this time and for the tour in the summer, and we have such a killer album.
Klaus, Matthias, Rudolph, join us here in the Speed Freaks pits with Statman, Crash Gladys, and Kenny Sargent. Again, your phone number, 8669 Freaks, or the website, speedfreaks.tv.
If somebody came to you and said the Scorpions are done, you're too old, you should stop, would you resent somebody coming to you with that, like they do with Michael Schumacher or Michael Jordan or Brett Favre here in the United States? Would you resent that if they came to you if you're not ready to stop?
I mean, this is one of the reasons, I think, why we... announce that before anybody can ever tell us you are too old, you know. So
yeah.
we make the first step, and we are serious about it too. You know, we don't want to go into that ridiculous cycle of farewell tour number 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I think we would like to be consequent about it, not knowing what it really means when we come closer to the very end. I mean, we are at the beginning of our world tour. We have a strong album. Everything looks very good. It looks like it always looked. You know, we have an album, we go on tour, and it's going to be a very long world tour. So far, so good. But, like, let's say in 2 years from now, when we come closer to the real end, we don't know exactly how we will feel, but it's like you sense it will be it will be a mixture of all kinds of emotions. Like, we will miss it. We will maybe be exhausted, you know, hoping it's coming to an end. We have no idea what it is, but it will be it will be sad as well. And the fans already now give us that feeling, well, you know, you shouldn't, and, you know. So it will be very emotional one way or the other.
All right, so there it is, man. The Scorpions cannot be trusted when it comes to they're going to retire.
Okay.
That's greatness.
Love them, but man. Yeah, we don't want to do a retirement tour 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, well, wait, you are.
Guess what? A freaking flashback with Matthias. Jabs, Rudolph Schenker, and Klaus Meiner, the Scorpions. It's awesome. I think we'll get to a part two next week. Not much motorsport.
Helio.
Well, not only that.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party.
Douchebags.
Lose.
Not much motorsports.
You freaks.
Not much motorsports.
Tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, sucker. Yeah, it's not much motorsports. Brought to you by General Tires. You go to GeneralTire.com. GeneralTire.com, find the tire for that big old truck you got. Head on over to Tire Pro, Discount Tire. Say, hey, man, give me some General Tires, this bad boy. And get it. General Tire, GeneralTire.com. Miss any of the show, go to the website, SpeedFreaks.tv. And as we close out the show with not much motorsports, fellas, if you're like me, you've given your old lady as much as you can. You run out of things to give her until you hear this. For your girlfriend's, wife's, maybe daughter's next birthday, why don't you do this for your woman? A 23-year-old woman surgically removes her belly button and gave it to her former boyfriend as a present.
Ew. Keyword there, former.
She decided to remove her belly button as it is what makes us human before giving it as a present to her then-boyfriend, Daniel Ramirez. Paulina said she knew she wanted to give the body part to Daniel as an ultimate token of love, baby. I put it in a small bag along with a note saying, I love you.
Wow.
Oh, man. Unfortunately, this is overseas. I thought this would be someone from Wisconsin or Florida.
No, actually, it's not overseas. It's just a little bit down south, Mexico.
Well, okay, over the river.
Through the woods.
Statman, remember, shoot the juice to the moose and what?
Cut it loose.
All right. Belly buttons and all. Dip!
Sports Radio, redefined.